Can you see my screen now then?
Yes. Sunila, you're unmuted. I guess she's not around.
Okay, right. Let's start. Gatakashyayaha kinchit punaravartanam kurmaha. Saranam bhedaha atva vibhagaha. Pratyekam swarasya adau hasva dirgha plutai plutarupena tredha vibhagaha. Punah udattanudatta svarita rupena tatascha anunasika ananunasika rupena ahatya ashtadasha swaraha sambhavanti. Akarasya ashtadasha prabhedaha evam ikara ukara rikara yoha. Rivarnasya tu dvadashaiva bhedaha tasya dirgha bhavata. Etam api dvadashaiva bhedaha desham tasva bhavata. Iti vijnaya evam vibhage sati savarna samya sarvesham vihita. Yena sutrena tulyasya prayatnam savarnam iti sutram savarna samyam viradhati. Savarna is a samya which is given to a pair of letters which have the same sthana and same prayatna. Tulya asya prayatna. Asyam nama sthanam, varanottakti sthanam, tatcha prayatnascha. Esham athava yayohu tulyam bhavati, tau parasparam savarna samyo bhavataha. Tarhi, varanottakti sthanani kani. Iti cheta uktam dikshitaihi, akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha, ityadina. Varanottakti sthanani, tatascha prayatnaha. Prayatnaha dvidha bhavati. Abhyantara prayatnaha, vahya prayatnaha. Abhyantara prayatnaha chaturdha sprishta ishat sprishta vivrita samrita bhedat. Evam talvadisthanam abhyantara prayatnascha dvayohu varnayohu samanam bhavati cheta tavarnau parasparam savarnau bhavataha iti siddhantaha. Tatraiva abhyantara prayatne samrita prayatna vishaye purvatra siddham iti sutra vishaye api kinchit patitam. Kintu idanim punaha agatya prayatnaha dvidha ityukta abhyantara prayatnaha ke iti uktam bahya prayatnaha ke iti idanim prashnaha tadasuti bahya prayatnastu ekadashatha iti uchyate sarvesham samite pustakam asti iti manye kaumudyaha moolam tatra purvatra siddham iti sutranantaram bahya prayatnastu ekadashatha iti arabhyate bahya prayatnaha abhyantara prayatnaha chaturtha bahya prayatnastu ekadashatha santi ke ekadash prayatnaha iti cheta vivaraha samvaraha shvasaha nadaha ghoshaha aghoshaha alpapranaha mahapranaha udattaha anudattaha svaritaha iti ekadasha bahya prayatnaha. Vivaraha, samvaraha. This actually there are 11 bahya prayatnas. Among those, the first 8, they are broken into something like a pair of opposites. Vivara and samvara, shvasa, nada, aghosha, ghosha, alpaprana, mahaprana. They are all opposites. As in, no particular letter will have both vivara and samvara. It is always between two groups. Tatrapi vivaraha shvasaha aghoshaha iti ekasya varna samuhasya samvaraha nadaha ghoshaha iti aparasya varna samuhasya prayatnaha. Ete prayatnaha kesham varnanam bhavati iti vaktum karika ullikhita dikshitehi. Karikas are some shlokas which are generally taken from some other granthas or sometimes composed by Dikshitar himself, which will give in a nutshell whatever is the topic. So we have a karika here, two karikas, which give the split up of bahya prayatnas and which are the varnas which to which these bahya prayatnas apply. Okay. Does Kalivaradanji have a question?
Maybe he just said the namaskara. Let's say.
Oh, okay. Huh. So the karika, I'll just tell and please repeat. Khayam yama khayah kahpau. Visargashara evacha. Ete shvasanu pradana. Abhoshashcha vibrinvate. Kanthamanyetu ghoshasyuho. Samvritanada bhaginaha. Ayugma varnayamaga. Yarashcha alpasa vasmitaha. Karikayaha chedahevam. Khayam yamaha. Khayaha. Kahpau. Visargaha. Sharaha evacha. Ete shvasanupradanaha. Aghoshascha vibhinvate. Kantham anyetu ghoshahasyuhu. Samvrataha nadabhaginaha. Ayugmaha varnayamagaha. Yanashcha. Alpasavah smritaha. Khayam yamaha. Khai. Khai iti kashtana pratyaharaha. Iti kakshayam pratyaharaha adhitaha. Tatra. Kashyamashchete khai iti khapa chathatha chakakav kapai. Iti khai pratyaharayana sanguhitaha varnaha. Vardana prathama dvitiya varnaha. Khapa chathatha chathatha kapai. Pratyekam vargasya, vargiya vyanjaneshu, panchanam api vargana, prathamaksharam, dvitiyaksharam, sa khai iti pratyaharena sangasyate. Khayam yamaha, yamaha nama kaha, iti agreva dikshitaireva uchyate. Vargeshu adhyanam chaturunam, panchame pare, madhye yamo nama urvasudrisho varnaha, pratishakshye prasuttaha. Vargeshu, nama kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, pavargeshu. Adhyanam chaturunam. Kakha gagha. Iti kavargasya adau chatvaraha varnaha. Etesham varnanam. Panchame pare. Panchamakshari nama anunasikeshu. Nyamanganana ityateshu pareshu. Madhye nama vargasya adhya chaturshu. Kashtana varnaha, tatha panchama varnaha, ityanayohu madhye, yamaha nama, purvasadrishaha varnaha, pratishakshya prasiddhaha. Yamaha iti vedeshu eva drishyamanaha varna visheshaha. Yama varnaha laukika samskrute nasvidyante, vaidika samskrute eva shruyante. Pratishakshya, pratishakshyam nama, vedanam vyakarana sadrisham. Pratyekam vedashakhayaha, kinje vyakaranameva bhavati tadeva pratishakhyam iti uchyate tatra pratishakhyeshu prasiddhaha yamaha nama varnaha kaha yamaha nama kaha iti cheta vargeshu adhyanam chaturunam panchame pare madhye kashchana varnaha varnasya agamaha bhavati saha yamaha iti uchyate purva sadrishaha varnaha saha tatra purva varna sadrishaha bhavati kintu yamanam anusvara sthanam iti shikshayam uchyate. Yama is a very special varna which is found only in the Vedas. Okay. So what happens is, in the Vedas, whenever the first four letters, any of the first four letters of any varga is followed by the fifth letter of a varga, then in between those two, there is a new letter which is formed, it is called Yama. That Yama is said to be similar to the previous letter. That is one of the first four letters. But the sthana of yama is said to be anuswara. Varnopatti sthana is, sorry, nasika. The sthana of yama along with anuswara is said to be nasika. So, that is a yama. Examples are given by Dikshita. Palikni jakhnatuhu agnihi ghananti. Do not ask me how exactly to pronounce these letters in the Vedas. But if you see there, palikni, you have akkakara, which is the kavargasya prathama varnaha. तस्य नकारे पदे नकारः पञ्चमवर्णः अनुनासिकः. पलिक्नि इत्यत्र सः मध्ये दृश्यमानः वर्णः यमः. एवमेव चख्नतुः इत्यत्र खकारस्य नकारे परे मध्ये खकारसदृशः वर्णः यमः. अग्निः घ्नन्ति इत्येवं चत्वारः यमाः. एतेषां प्रथमवर्णत्वयमः, द्वितीयवर्णत्वयमः, तृतीयवर्णत्वयमः, एवं चतुर्थवर्णत्वयमः इति यमाः चत्वारः. ककारस्य वा चकारस्य वा वर्गस्य प्रथमाक्षरस्य पञ्चमाक्षरे परे मध्ये यः वर्णः दृश्यते सः प्रथमवर्णत्वयमः. वर्गस्य वर्गाणां द्वितीयाक्षरस्य पञ्चमाक्षरे परे यः वर्णः दृश्यते सः द्वितीयवर्णत्वयमः. तृतीयाक्षरस्य पञ्चमाक्षरे परे मध्ये दृश्यमानः तृतीयवर्णत्वयमः. एवं चतुर्थाक्षरस्य पञ्चमाक्षरे परे मध्ये दृश्यमानः चतुर्थवर्णत्वयमः इति यमाः चतुर्धा सन्ति. इदानीं पूर्वत्र किमुक्तं, खयां यमाः खैवर्णानाम् इत्युक्ते प्रथम तथा द्वितीयवर्णयोः ये यमाः सन्ति अर्थात् प्रथमवर्णत्वयमाः द्वितीयवर्णत्वयमाः एतेषां खयः. खयः नाम तदेव वर्गाणां प्रथमद्वितीयाक्षरं प्रथमद्वितीयाक्षरे अः कस्पौ अह्क इति जिह्वामूलीयः, अह्प इति उपध्मानीयः. एत विसर्गः शरः, शर् इति अपरः प्रत्याहारः, शर् शर् सर् त्रयाणां वर्णानां शर् इति प्रत्याहारः. एतेषां सर्वेषां वर्णानां खयां यमाः नाम प्रथमद्वितीयवर्णत्रयमाः. खयः वर्गाणां प्रथमद्वितीयाक्षराणि कः कस्पौ जिह्वामूलीय उपध्मानीयौ विसर्गः श श स एतेषां वर्णानाम् एते श्वासानुप्रदाना एतेषां श्वासप्रयत्नः. बाह्यप्रयत्नेषु विवारसंवारः श्वासः इत्यस्ति. श्वासः अघोषाश्च विवृण्वते. अघोषाः कण्ठं विवृण्वते अर्थात् विवृतप्रय विवारप्रयत्नवन्तः. दीस् लेटर्स् वाट् एवर् द लेटर्स् वेर् लिस्टेड् हियर् What were the letters? Khayam Yamaha. The Yamas of the first and second letters of the Varga. Khayaha, which is the first and second letters of the Varga. Kaspau, Vishwamuliya, Upadhmaniya, Visarga, Shashasa. For all these letters, there is a set of prayatnas which are applying. That set is Vivara, Shvasa, Aghosha. All the letters which were listed in this category have these three Vahya prayatnas. Vivara, Shvasa and Ghosha. These prayatnas go as a set. Always, any varna in this category will have these three as the Vahya prayatnas. Vivara, Shvasa and Ghosha. Anyetu, okay. Other than these, whatever were left, what was left? The yamas of the third and fourth letter, third, fourth and fifth letter of the varna and anuspara. For these letters, the Vahya Prayatna is Ghosha, Samrita, Samvara, Nada and Ghosha. So basically you have two sets of letters. One set has the Vahya Prayatnas called Vivara, Shvasa and Aghosha, whereas the other set has the Vahya Prayatnas called Samvara, Nada and Ghosha. Okay. If you put it very concisely, as in leaving out the Yamas and all, if you look at those of you who have the Tattva Bodhini commentary, the edition which I am using, as I told you, is the one published by Motilal Banarsidas, which has both Balamanorama and Tattva Bodhini. In page 21, if it is this book, it is page 21. Now, the last three lines of Tattva Bodhini, the last three lines in the page, says, Kharaha Vivaraha Shvasaha Aghoshashta. Concisely, this is what it is. Khar. Khar is kha pha cha tha 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 kha pha sha sha sa. For these vyanjanas, it is vivara, shvasa and aghosha prayatna. All these letters have three vahya prayatnas applying to them called vivara, shvasa and aghosha. Hashaha, h Hash is from Hayavara, Lan, Nyamangananam, Sabhai, Ghadhadhash, Jabhagadhadhash. So it is Hayavarala, Nyamanganana, Jabhagadhadha, Jabhagadhadha. For all these letters, it is Samvaraha, Nagaha, Ghoshascha. Samvara, Naga, and Ghosha. This is what Khar and Hash is. One of the major classifications which we use very frequently in grammar. Khar is what is popularly known as the Karkasha Vyanjanani, and Hash is what we call usually as the Mridu Vyanjanani. So for Karkasha Vyanjanas, that is Khar, which includes the first and second letters of each Varga and Shashasa. For these letters, you have Vivara, Shvasa, Aghosha. For Mridu Vyanjanas, which is the third, fourth and fifth letter of each Varga, and Hayavarala. For these letters, we have Samvara, Naga and Ghosha. That takes care of six Bahya Prayatnas. Vivaraha, Samvaraha, Shvasaha, Nagaha, Ghoshaha, Aghoshaha. Next is Alpapranaha, Mahapranaha. So the Karika says, Ayugma, Varanayamaga, Yanashta, Alpasava, Smataha. Alpasavaha. Asuhu is Pranaha. So Alpasavaha means Alpapranaha. Ke Alpapranaha? Ayugmaha Varga Yamagaha. Ayugmaha. Yugma is even. Ayugmaha is odd. The odd numbered letters of each Varga. That is the first, third and fifth letters of each Varga. Varganam Prathama Tritiya Panchamaksharani. Tatha Varga Yamagaha. Tesham Yamaha. Prathama Varnatvayamaha. Tritiya Varnatvayamaha. Yanascha. Yan. Yavara La. Ete Satvaraha Varanaha. Ete Sarve Alpapranaha. Anyeta Mahapranaha. Varganam Prathama Tritiya Panchamaksharani. Tesham Yamaha. Yanascha Alpapranaha. Varganam Dvitiya Chaturthaksharani. Tesham Yamaha. Ityate Mahapranaha. Punaha Tattva Bodhinyam Pashyamashcheta. Kharaha Vivaraha Shvasaha Akhoshashta. Hashaha Samvara Nada Akhoshashta. Varganam Prathama Tritiya Panchamaha Yanashta Alpapranaha. Varganam Dvitiya Chaturthau Shalashta. Shal Shasha Saha. Ityate Mahapranaha. Iti Sangraha. Tadeva Yasya Tattva Bodhinyam Hikam Tadeva Karikayam Apuchyate. Khayam Yamaha Khayah Kastau Visardashara Evata. Ete Shvasanupadana Aghoshashya Pridvinvate. Kanthamanyetu Ghoshasyuhu Samrata Nadabhaginaha Ayugma Vargayamaga Yanashtalpasara Svataha. Tatseva Punaha Vivaranam. Vargeshu Adhyanam Chaturunam Panchame Pare Madhye Yamonama Purvasatisho Varanaha Pratishakhe Prasiddhaha Palikni Chakhnatuhu Agnihi Khnanti Ityatra Kramena Kakha Gaghebhyaha Pare Tat Sadasha Eva Yamaha Tatra Varganam Prathama Dvitiyaha Khayaha Karikayaha Vivaranam. He is explaining each term of the Karika. He explained what is Yama. Now he says, Varganam Prathama Dvitiyaha Khayaha Tatha Teshameva Yamaha Vishwamuliya Upadhmaniyo Visargaha Shashasascha Ityetesham Vivaraha Shvasaha Aghoshascha. All these letters have the prayatnas called Vivara, Shvasa and Aghosha. Anyesham Tu Samvaraha Nadaha Ghoshascha. Anyesham Nama Varganam Tritiya Chaturtha Panchamanam Tesham Yamanam Yaralava Ityetesham Yaralavaha Ityetesham Samvaraha Nadaha Ghoshascha Prayatnaha. Varganam Prathama Tritiya Panchamaha Prathama Tritiya Yamau Yaralavascha Alpapranaha Anye Mahapranaha Ityarthaha. Iti Vahya Prayatnaha. Ekadasha Vahya Prayatnaha Santi. Tatra Vivara Samvara Shvaso Nado Ghosho Ghosho Alpaprano Mahapranaha. Iti Jata. Udattaha Anudattaha Svaritaha. Ete tu Jnataha Eva Asmabhihi. Svaranam Acham Svaranam Ete Prayatnaha Sambhavanti. Udattaha Anudattaha Svaritaha Iti. Evam Ekadasha Vahya Prayatnaha. kaha upayogah etesham? Why do we need or where do we use these bahya prayatnas? Because the savarna samya tulyasya prayatnam savarnam iti sutre talvadisthanam abhyantara prayatnascha iti uttam. Yayoh varnayoh abhyantara prayatnascha taulyam asti tau varnau parasparam savarnau bhavata. Bahya prayatnascha tu tatra upayogah nasti. Savarna samyayam bahya prayatnah na upayujyate. Kevalam abhyantara prayatnanam eva upayogah. Tarhi bahya prayatnanam upayogah kutra. Bahya prayatnascha yadyapi savarna samyayam anupayuktah. Thapi antaratamya parikshayam upayokshyante iti bodhyam. Antaratamya pariksha iti vachana asti. Yada sandhau adeshaha kriyante tada sthane antaratamaha iti kinchana sutram asti. Yada adeshaha kriyate saha adeshaha sthanaha yasya sthane adeshaha kriyate saha sthani yaha adishyate saha adeshaha. Adeshaha sarvada sthanina atyantam sadrishaha syat. It is sadharana niyamaha. The adesha, whenever you replace A with B, you should choose B in such a way that B is closest to A in whatever way is possible. Okay. That is what we call antaratamya. Antaratamya means closeness. Closeness among letters. So how do you determine closeness is a question. When you are doing that, you use this these features called the bahya prayatnas. I'll just show you an example of how you actually use this bahya prayatnas. Tad hitam iti asti. Can you see my screen?
Yes, it's clear.
So tad hitam iti asti ekam rupam idani evam sati samhitayam satyam jayo honya tarasyam iti ekam sutram asti. Jaya parasya hasya jai varnaha jai jabhai कपै पर्यन्तम् अर्थात् वर्गाणां कि सूत्रार्थः पूर्वसवर्णः पूर्वः कः दकारः दकारस्य सवर्णः हकारस्य आदेशो भवति इति सूत्रार्थः दकारस्य सवर्णाः के इति प्रश्नः केन सूत्रेण सवर्णसंज्ञा तुल्यास्य प्रयत्नं सवर्णम् तुल्य आस्य प्रयत्नम् स्थानं प्रयत्नश्च समानं भवति चेत् सः सवर्णः भवति दकारस्य किं स्थानम् चेत् सूत्रेषु अस्ति ऋतुलसानां दन्ताः अतः लृ तु तु नाम तवर्गः ऋतु लस् ऋतुलसानां दन्ताः अतः दन्तस्थानं दन्ताः येषां स्थानं भवति ते वर्णाः एते लृ लृकारः लृत्स् तुल्य आस्य प्रयत्नः एतेषां प्रयत्नः अपि द्रष्टव्यः सवर्णसंज्ञा निर्धारणार्थम् लृकारस्य कः प्रयत्नः आभ्यन्तरप्रयत्नः चेत् स्पृष्टं प्रयत्नं स्पर्शानाम् ईषत् स्पृष्टम् अन्तःस्थानां विवृतम् ऊष्मणां स्वराणां च स्वराणाम् अर्थात् लृकारस्य लृकारः स्वरः तस्मात् तस्य विवृतः प्रयत्नः तथ दध न इत्येतेषां पृष्ठप्रयत्नः कादयो मामसानाः स्पर्शाः ककारादारभ्य मकारपर्यन्तं स्पर्शप्रयत्नः लकारस्य विवृतः प्रयत्नः तथ दध न इत्येतेषां स्पृष्टः प्रयत्नः लकारस्य ईषत् स्पृष्टम् अन्तःस्थाना इत्यस्ति लकारः अन्तःस्था इति कथ्यते यवरल इत्येतेषाम् अन्तःस्थाः इति नाम तस्मात् लकारस्य ईषत् स्पृष्टः प्रयत्नः ऊष्मणां स्वराणां च विवृतः प्रयत्नः तस्मात् सकारस्यापि विवृतः प्रयत्नः सकारः ऊष्मवर्णः यर लव इत्येते अन्तस्थाः शश सः इत्येते ऊष्माणः तस्मात् लकारस्य सकारस्य च विवृतः प्रयत्नः लकारस्य ईषत् स्पृष्टः प्रयत्नः त थ द ध न इत्येतेषां स्पृष्टः प्रयत्नः इदानीं येषु वर्णेषु दकारस्य पूर्ववर्णस्य दकारस्य सवर्णाः के स्थानं प्रयत्नः इत्युभयं समानं भवति चेदेव सवर्णः लकारस्य स्थानं भिन्नं तस्मात् सः सवर्णः न भवति लकारस्यापि प्रयत्नः भिन्नः क्षम्यतां स्थानं नास्ति प्रयत्नः भिन्नः तस्मात् लकारोऽपि सवर्णः नास्ति सकारस्यापि प्रयत्नं भिन्नं तस्मात् सोऽपि सवर्णः नास्ति तस्मात् दकारस्य इदानीं सवर्णाः भवन्ति त थ द थ न तदहितम् इस् अ रूपा वेर् इट् सेस् वेनेवर् हकार इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै अ झै वर्ण पूर्वसवर्ण इस् द आदेश फार् हकार पूर्वसवर्ण मीन्स् वन् आफ् दकार सवर्ण विल् बि एन् आदेश फार् हकार यु हव् टु चेक् औट् विच् फर् दट् फस्ट् स्टेप् इस् टु फैण्ड् औट् विच् आर् द सवर्णास् आफ् दकार वाट् इस् द सवर्ण संज्ञा सूत्र टेल् यू दट् एनी टु वर्णास् विल् बि सवर्ण only if both sthana and prayatna are the same. So you take all varnas which have the same sthana as dakara. Ritu lasanam dantaha. So you get ru, tatha dadhana, la, lu and su as the same sthana as dakara. But among them if you take the same prayatna, since likara and sakara have vivrita prayatna, you can eliminate them. Since lakara has ishat prishta prayatna, you can also eliminate lakara. You are left with five letters, which is t, th, d, dh, n. Now, you have to decide which do you use as an adesha for hakara. All of these are savaranas. All of them have the same sthana and same prayatna. So, how do you decide? You cannot put five letters in the place of one letter. There is only one letter which can be an adesha for hakara. Now, you use bahya. This is called antaratamya pariksha. What are you trying to do? You are trying to find out one letter among these which is the closest to the and her. You are doing this as an adesha to hakara. So you have to choose one which is the closest to hakara. For now, you have to list out the prayatnas, bahya prayatnas. Now, if you have hakara, what are the bahya prayatnas which are there for hakara? In the under which category does hakara fall? We studied two categories here. The first was khar and the next was hash. If it was khar, if hakara belongs to khar, you have vivara shvasa aghosha. If it belongs to hash, you have samvara nada ghosha. As is obvious, it belongs to hash. However, it starts from ha. Because it is hash, the prayatna is samvara nada kosha. Now, which among these five have the same prayatnas as samvara nada kosha? They are those which belong to the same category as hash, which is hayavarat lan nyamangananam jabhai ghadadash jabagadadash. So, the third, fourth and fifth letters of each varga are in the same category as hash. So you have the, dh and n which have the same bahya prayatna, which is samvara nada ghosha. By this you have eliminated th and th. Thakarasya thakarasya cha bhinnaha bahya prayatna, vivaraha shvasaha ghosha. Tasmata te adeshaha bhavitum na arhanti. Idani dakara dhakara nakaraha, trayaha santi varnaha. Now again you have a choice between three letters, dh, dh, n. You eliminated 2 and 3 because of they vary in their bahya prayatna, and you are left with 3. Now again you check, does hakara have any other bahya prayatna? You see that it says, vargaanam dvitiya chaturthau shalashta mahapranaha shasha saha. All of them have another bahya prayatna called mahaprana. Right? So now if you come to this set, dhurna, you find that there is only one letter which is mahaprana, which is dhakara. Vargana prathama tritiya panchamaha. The first, third and fifth letters of each varga are alpaprana. Second and fourth letters are mahaprana. So now, from starting from 5 plus 3, 8 letters, liritu lasanam dantaha, you are now narrowed it down to one letter, which is dha. So in tadhitam, the adesha for hakara will be dha. That is how you get the rupa tadhitam. Everywhere, using this logic, if you have to do an adesha for hakara, apurva savarana for hakara, you get the fourth letter of the varga's adesha, vagharihi. If you have vag plus harihi, again the fourth letter of the varga is the adesha and you get it as vagharihi. This is what you call it as antaratamya pariksha, to check the closest letter to be the adesha. And in such a case, you will need to use what we call as bahya prayatna. Bahya prayatnascha yadyapi savarna samyayam anupayuktaha tathapi antaratamya parikshayam upayokshyante iti bodhyam. Iti bahya prayatnasya vishayaha. Bahya prayatnaha ekadashaha bhavanti. Vivaraha, samvaraha, shvasaha, nadaha, koshaha, akoshaha, alpapranaha, mahapranaha, udattonudatta svaritascheti. Idani purvameva abhyantara prayatna vishaye. Prushtam prayatanam sparshana. Ishat prushtam antasthana. Vivratam ushmana. Ityadi ritya uktam. Antasthaha namake. Ushmanaha namake iti na uktam dikshitaihi idani muchyate kadayo mavasanaha sparshaha kakaradarabhya makara paryantam sampradayika varanamala pathe kakhagadhanga chachajajanya ityadi pathe kakaradarabhya makara paryantam arthat sarve sarvani vargiya vyanjanani sparshaksharani iti uchyate yaralavaha antasthaha antasthavarnaha nama y r l v shashasaha ushmanaha atah swaraha ach iti pratyaharasthaha varnaha swaraha iti kathyante kahpa iti tapabhyam prak ardhavisarga sadrashau jishvamooliya upadhvaniyam jishvamooliyaha nama kakara khakarayohu prak ardhavisarga sadrashah tadineva uktam taitrah kaha ityukte saha ah अर्धविसर्गसदृशः वर्णः सः जिह्वामूलीयः अन्तःपुरम् इति पकारात् पूर्वम् उच्यते चेत् कप इति कपाभ्यां प्रामूलीय उपध्व प्रयुज्य स्वरा स्वरा परे भवन्ति अनुस्वार विसर्गो भवतः अनुस्वार विसर्गो इति स्थान यत्न विवेकः तुल्यास्य प्रयत्नं सवर्णम् इत्यत्र यत् आरब्धं स्थानं प्रयत्नश्चेति इदानीं समाप्यते किं किम् उक्तं तत्र स्थानं वर्णोत्पत्ति स्थानानि कानि प्रयत्नाः आभ्यन्तर प्रयत्नः द्विधा अभ्यन्तरः बाह्यश्चेति तत्र अभ्यन्तरप्रयत्नः कः अभ्यन्तरप्रयत्नाः के बाह्यप्रयत्नाश्च के इति एतावता उक्तं दीक्षितैः कश्चन प्रश्नः ओ लॉर्ड कैन यू हियर मी
संध्याजी वी जस्ट लॉस्ट यू फॉर अबाउट 10 सेकंड्स
ओके नॉट मच देन Oh, where was I? Could you hear? As in I just summed up saying it's all, that is all he said about sthana and yatna. we started this whole prakarana with Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam, where he said Tulya Asya Prayatna. So we had to define what is Asya and what is Prayatna. Asya refers to the Varnopatti Sthanani, and now generally Prayatnas are of two kinds, Abhyantara and Bahya. So we have now studied what are the Abhyantara Prayatnas, what are the Bahya Prayatnas. This ends the topic of Sthana and Yatna. Does anybody have any doubts in this?
This is Kali. I just have a question. This Kaumudi says Swaras and the Ushmanas, they have the same Vivruta Prayatna. So how, do they become Savarnas because of that?
Yeah, exactly. So that is what we'll answer next. Because the Laghu Kaumudi has five Prayatnas.
Yes.
It's an Isha Vivruta Prayatna, but the Kaumudi. So that is what we are going into next.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions?
Sambhara and Vivara. In the Bhakya Prayatna, are they in any way related to Samvruta and Vivruta Prayatna, which is the Abhyantara?
No, actually the Bhakya Prayatnas and Abhyantara Prayatnas are different, but they are similar sounding names, Samvara and Vivara. Vivara means that which is open, and Samvara is defined as an issue. I have seen so far, except if you want definitions of Samvara and the Bhasha, etc., I'll have to look into the Bhasha and see if there is. Currently, they are just categories of. So there is no relation specific between the Samvruta of the Abhyantara Prayatna and the Samvara here.
Thank you. Okay.
Swamiji, this is Kalvesh here.
Okay.
Can you explain us further the name, the Abhyantara and Bahya? The name itself, the Abhyantara Prayatna and Bahya Prayatna, why are they called Abhyantara and why are they called Bahya?
So Abhyantara Prayatna and Bahya Prayatna. Abhyantara here refers to the first. When Nagesha Bhatta explains this prakriya of how the varnas are generated, the Abhyantara Prayatnas are the prayatnas which happen within the mouth part, as in each varnopatti sthana. The prayatna which is required, which is exerted to produce that varna is called an abhyantara prayatna. After the varna is generated, there are some changes which happen. Such as, he says gala vivara. That is why it is called vivara. The part, there is the rushing of the air through some parts, some open parts or closed parts. There are some changes which happen after the varnotpatti, outside the actual mouth parts. That is why it is called Bahya. Bahya here refers to the Bahya of the Asya. Asya is the Varnotpatti Sthana, the actual sthanas where the Varnotpatti takes place. The effort which is put in that place, in that sthana, is called Abhyantara, within that sthana. And anything which is outside that sthana is called Bahya. It is the Abhyantara Prayatna which is exerted first, and then it gives rise to the Bahya Prayatna.
Thank you.
I guess there's a problem with my audio today. Sound seems to be breaking. But if that is it, can we move on? Any other questions?
No more, Samir.
Okay. Idani. Tulyasya prayatnam savarnam. It is utrayana. Yayohu varanayohu athava esham varananam sthanam prayatnasya samanam bhavati. Te varanaha savarnaha bhavanti iti uktam. Kvachit intyukte rukara rukarayohu vishaye. Rukara asti rukarascha asti. Udaharanartham kashchana prayogah asti. Khotr rukarah. Atra asmadhi savarna dirgha apekshyate. Hotra Rukaraha. Dirghaha apekshyate. Akaha savarne pare dirghaha. Akaha nam a e u rir ityetesham varnanam. Savarne achi pare. Dirghaha adeshaha bhavati iti sutrartha. Atra rukaraha asti rukarasya asti rukarascha asti. Anayoha savarnyam asti va iti prashnaha. Savarnyam tu nasti. Yataha rukarasya ritarashana murdha ityanena murdha sthanam. Lukarasya to Lukalatanam Dantaha Ikanena Dantaha Sthanam. Thane Samyam Nasti Ittaha Rukara Rukara Yohu Savarnyam Nasti Kintu Savarnyam Apekshyate. Tasmatu Vartikakarehi Vartikamekam Rasitamasti Rulru Varna Yohu Mitha Savarnyam Vachyam Ittiketat Vartikam Rukara Rukara Yohu Parasparam Savarnyam Vaktavyam. Yadyapi tulyasya prayatnam savarnam iti niyamena na prapnoti tathapi visheshataha etayoho varnayoho savarnyam vaktavyam bhavati iti ram vartikam anena vartikena rukara rukarayoho savarnyam asti savarnye sati akaha savarne achipare dirghaha adeshaha syat ityanena savarna dirghe sati khotrukaraha iti rupam siddhyati. So this is an add-on, an addition to the rule of Panini. According to Panini's rule, you will not get Savarnya for Rukara and Rukara, but there are many cases where we need Savarnya between these two. For example, in the case where Atta Savarnya Dirkha, you need a Dirkha Adesha when Rukara is followed by Rukara, which you will not get from the Sutra because of Sthana difference, they are not Savarnas of each other. So the Vartikakara says, along with Tulyasya Prayatna, you add saying Rikara Rikara Yohu Parasparam Savarnya Masti. Because of this Vartikakara Vachanam, we have Savarnya for Rikara and Rikara. Iti Savarna Samya Vidhanam. Idanim Yatha Tadaiva Kartika Mahamhagen Prishtam. Vivratam Ushmanam Swaranam Cha Ityanena. Swaranam Ushmavaranam cha Vivrataha Prayatnaha Ityuktaha. Idanim Akaraha Asti Hakarascha Asti. Akarasya Kim Sthanam Akuha Visarjaniyanam Kanthaha Ityanena Kanthaha Sthanam. Hakarasya Api Tena Iva Kanthaha Eva Sthanam. Ubhayorapi Kanthaha Iti Sthanam Samanam. Vivrata Prayatnaha Iti Sthatvata Abhyantara Prayatnaha Api Samanaha. Tathatati Tulyasya Prayatnam Savaranam. Ityanena Parasparam Savarna Samya Bhavati. Evam Nakevalam Akara Hakarayoho Kintu Ikara Shakarayoho Rukara Shakarayoho Rukara Sakarayosha Parasparam Savarnyam Prapnoti. Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam Ityukte Etayoho Varnayoho Parasparam Savarnyam Prapnoti. Tadeva Uktam Dikshitaihi Akara Hakarayoho Ikara Shakarayoho Rukara Shakarayohu, Rukara Sakarayoshcha, Mitha Savaranye Prapte. Mithaha Nama Parasparam Savaranyam Prapnoti. Tathasati Paninina Aparam Sutram Rasitamasti, Najhalau. Najhalau iti Savarna Samya Nishedha Sutram. Nathalo is a sutra which prevents Savarna Samya between certain letters. The simple breaking up of the sutra is Na Ach Halau. Okay, there are two ways of actually breaking this. For now, let's see, Na Ach Halau equals Na Ach Halau. Achaha Nama Swaraha, Halaha Nama Vyanjanani. Svaranam Vyanjananam Cha Parasparam Savaranyam Na Bhavati. It is Sutrartha. The swaras and vyanjanas will not get savarna for each other. Since you have in all these four sets where we had a problem, you see that one is a swara and the other is a vyanjana. So Panini says clearly, if among a pair of letters one is a swara and one is a vyanjana, you will not get savarna samya. Nadhalav iti sutrathe, there is one part in the beginning which says akara sahitaha achi ach. Leave that. For now the sutratha is Ach cha hal cha ityetau mithas savarnau nastaha. Ach and hal will not be savarna for each other in any case. Means for in any savarna samya you can have savarna either for two vyanjanas or for two swaras. Acham madhye gayohu achohu parasparam savarnyam bhavitum arhati. Gayohu halohu savarnyam bhavitum arhati. Hindu ajaha halasya parasparam savaranyam na bhavati. Tena dadhi ityasya harati shitalam shashtam sandram ityeteshu pareshu yanadikam na. Dadhi harati ityasti. Yari idam sutram nasit. If there were not nachalau, then ikara and hakara. The hakara or if you say Dadhi and Sheetala, this is a better example. If you have Ikara and Shakara are Savarnas of each other, then Atasavarna Dirghaha Ityanena Atra Savarna Dirghaha Syat Iti Apatihi. If there was not Nachalau, then from the Sutra Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam, Ikara and Shakara would have been Savarnas of each other. Because tulya asya prayatna ichu yashanam talu ityanena ubhayoho api talusthanam evameva vivrutam ushmanam saranam chaityanena ubhayor api vivrutah prayatnah tasmat savarna samyayam satyam akasavarne dirghah iti atra savarna dirgha patih. There should have been savarna dirgha here. That is why Panini says nadhalo ach and hal will not be savarnas of each other. Similarly, if you have Dadhi and Harati, if Hakara was a Savarna of Akara, just like if you had Dadhi and Astra, you would do Iko Yanati. Asavarne Achipare Yanadesha. Similarly, with Dadhi and Harati also, you would have got Yanadesha. Dadhi Harati, Dadhi Sheetalam, Dadhi Shashtam, and Dadhi plus Sandram. So in Dadhi plus Sheetalam, Savarna Dirghasya Apattihi. Ikara Shakara Yoho Parasparam Savarnyam Yadi Abhavishyat, Tarhi Atra Savarna Dirghaha Abhavishyat. Dadhi Harati Ityatra Yanapattihi. Dadhi Shashtam Ityatra Api Yanadeshasya Apattihi. Dadhi Sandram Ityatra Api Yanadeshasya Apattihi. Idanim na bhavati. Kimartham na bhavati. Svaranam vyanjananam cha parasparam savarnyam nasti iti panina uktam. Kena sutrena nadhalau. Nadhalau ach hal. Acham halam cha parasparam savarnyam nasti iti uktatvat. Eshu sthaleshu yanadikam. Yanma savarna dirgha sandhirva na bhavati. Iti samanyataha sutrartha. There are lots of things in nadhalau. For this, let me just answer the question which Kartik asked. This is the way of Sutrakara solves the problem. When you say Tulyasya Prayatnam Savaranam, you have the possibility of getting Savarana Samya between Aha, Isha, these four sets. Akara Hakara, Ikara Shakara, Rukara Shakara and Rukara Sakara. So the Sutrakara solves it by saying Nadhalau. The Ach and Hal will not be Savarnas of each other. That is, the problem is same. The problem is that you get Savarnya for these pairs of letters. The Sutrakara solves it in a different way and the Bhashyakara solves it in a different way. How the Sutrakara solves it is, he tells that Ach and Hal are not Savarnas for each other. The Bhashyakara tells that this Sutra is not needed. Na chalav iti sutram na apekshate. Kim tarhi Bhashyakara mate abhyantara prayatnaha panchatha. The Bhashyakara says the abhyantara prayatna is of 5 types, not 4. What are the 5 types? Prishtam prayatanam sparshanam, ishas prishtam antasthanam, vivritam ushmanam svaranam cha. In that place, he splits it. What he does is, he splits the prayatnas into 5. Sprishta, Ishat Sprishta, Ishat Vivrita, Vivrita and Samrita. And he says, this Ishat Vivrita, he assigns the Ishat Vivrita prayatna to the Ushma Varana. Shavasha Saha now get a prayatna which is called Ishat Vivrita. And only the Swaras get Vivrita prayatna. When you do this, there is no possibility of them getting the Savarnya Samya because there is no Samana Prayatna. Tulya Prayatna Bhavateva Savarna Samya na Prapnoti. Sutrakara Mate Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam Chattvaraha Abhyantara Prayatnaha Ishat Vivrita Prayatnaha Narsti Krishna Ishat Krishna Vivrita Samrita Iti Chattvaraha Abhyantara Prayatnaha Swaranam Ushmanam Ubhayesham Api Vivritaha Prayatnaha Samana prayatnatvata tulyasya prayatnam savarnam ityanena savarna samya prapnoti tada nadjhalau ityukva sutrakaraha nivarayati. Bhashyakara mateto pancha prayatnaha santi. Sprishta ishat sprishta ishat vivrata vivrata samrata iti. Ushmavarnana ishat vivrataha prayatnaha svarana vivrataha prayatnaha. Prayatna bhedat tulyasya prayatnatva bhavat savarna samya nabhavatyeva. Tasmat nachalav iti sutram napekshate. Bhashyakara says the sutra nachalav is not needed. By splitting the prayatna into 5, he solves the problem of akara and hakara getting savarna. Dikshitar in Siddhanta Kaumudi has followed the sutrakara. So he says 4 prayatnas and includes the sutra nachalav. In the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, Varadaraja has taken Bhashyakara's mata. He says 5 prayatnas and he does not include Natchalav. Is that clear? Karthik?
Yes, Swamiji, thanks.
Idani Natchalav iti sutrena acham halam cha parasparam savanyam nishiddham. In tasmin vishaye ekopi vaktavyam asti agrim kakshayam pashyamaha. अस्य विषये कोऽपि सन्देहः अस्ति चेत् पृच्छताम्. No questions?
I don't see anything.
Pratik raised his hand. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Kashana
Prashnaha. Sahanama Dadhi Adhikam Harati Ityatra Yanapati Bhavati Bhavatya Uktam.
Dadhi Harati Ityatra Harati.
Dadhi adhikam harati ityatra yanapatti bhavati iti bhavatya uktam kila.
Dadhi harati ityatra adhikam iti nasti. Dadhi harati ityatra
harati. Satyam. Dadhi ityatra ikaraha asti kila. Anantaram harati ityatra hakaraha. Itayoho dvayoho varnayoho kashana sandhi bhavati namatatra yana sandhi bhavati iti vaktum shakyate va.
Satyam. Yadi ikara atra ka apatti hi. यदि नाच्छलव इति सूत्रम नास्ति तदा अकार हकारयोः सावर्ण्यमस्ति. सावर्ण्यमस्ति चेत् यथा दधि अत्र इत्यत्र यण्सन्धिः भवति, अकारे परे ईकारस्य यण्सन्धिः भवति, तथा हकारे परे अपि यण्सन्धिः स्यात् इति आपत्ति.
कयोः द्वयोः वर्णयोः?
इकार हकारयोः.
इकार हकारयोः एवम् एवं. किन्तु यण्सन्धिः यत् सूत्रमस्ति इको यण् अचि इति, तर्हि तत्र इकः स्थाने यण् भवति यदा अच् अग्रे भवति, न वा?
अकारेण सह सावर्ण्यमस्ति तर्हि हकारः अपि अज् भवेत् इति अग्रे कक्षायां तदेव उच्यते. हकारस्य अपि अच्त्वं स्यात् इति.
एवम् एवं तावदेव, धन्यवादः.
अन्ये प्रश्नाः? अग्रिमकक्ष्या बुधवासरे अष्टवादने. सर्वेषां मङ्गलश्लोकं वदामः. येनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.